With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com.
On Tuesday, the Raiders play their seventh game of this COVID season in 2020 at McNamara Stadium, Todd Field, taking on the Bloomington Kennedy Eagles and defeating Bloomington 12-3, their second win of the year, and their first at McNamara Stadium after losing four here. So it's good to go out on a win here at home. The Raiders scoring, nothing in the first quarter. We had the ball on the 36 but couldn't drive it in to start the game. And so we turned it over on downs. We stopped Bloomington Kennedy, and we got the ball back on the 46. And we did 13 plays and 46 yards at 9:42. Simon Hedin kicks his first field goal of the year, and that makes it 3-0, and that's the only score of the first half. In the second half, they pooch a kick on the kickoff. Bloomington Kennedy did, Tyler Eliason, and it was recovered by number 5, Rajon Walker, of Bloomington Kennedy on the 30, so they only had to go 30 yards, and they did. And 6 plays, 30 yards, and their big number, 84 Martin, kicked a 34-yard field goal, and that made it 3-3. Hastings comes back on their first drive of the second half, and they take it from the 43. They drive 9 plays, 52 yards, and at 3:54 of the third quarter, Steven Reifenberger catches a very nice faded pass into the end zone of 12 yards from Axel Arnold. The kick was wide. It's the first one that Simon missed all year, and so it was 9-3 at that particular time. Hastings gets the ball back again after a fumble recovery by number 45 for Hastings. Jackson Schiller picks up the ball, and we get the ball on the 36-yard line. 7 plays, 36 yards of the fourth quarter, 11:56. And Simon Hedin comes in and kicks a 12-yard field goal, and that makes it 12-3. He was 2-for-2 on field goals tonight. His only 2 field goals of the year, and they provided the winning margin for Hastings here against Bloomington Kennedy. For passing, for Hastings, Arnold was 5-for-12, 70 yards in 1 touchdown. That 1 touchdown went to Reifenberger. Running, the running back of the night was Burrell. He ran the ball 18 times for almost 100 yards and carried the load of the work for Hastings. Hastings dominated in first downs. They had 13 first downs to only 5 first downs for Kennedy. The big problem for Hastings tonight was penalty. We had 2 right at the end of the game, which didn't affect it, but we had 9 penalties overall for 70 yards, and that really slowed down the Raider offense on the field. Bloomington Kennedy had 5 penalties for 30 yards, so penalties were the thing, but like Nick Tuckner said in his wrap-up of the game, defense did a great job tonight. They only gave up 3 points, and that was when they had a short field, and it was a long field goal that scored for Bloomington Kennedy, so the Raiders start the season with a 12-0 shutout. They end the season with a 12-3 victory, and so the defense, those 2 games, and as Nick said, basically all year, played just solid defense. Wonderful to see the seniors go out with a win. Hastings wins over Bloomington Kennedy 12-3. This is Dick Craig for KDWA Sports.
Continuing with our 2020 season recap interview with head coach Jordan Hansen of the Prescott Cardinals football team at the end of his first year, he talks about his first ever senior class in Cardinal Red, what they meant to him, and the rest of the program moving forward.
You know, it meant a lot. I think they brought a lot of toughness to the game. You look at the teams that we played, you know, they didn't push us around up front, and that had a lot to do with hanging our hat on Sean Thomas and Austin Fox. You know, Kyle Holman sometimes when he played up there at defensive end. And they did a lot of good things for us, and they set the example. I don't know a better kid than Austin Fox to coach. I mean, that kid, you know, I've coached 9 years, and he's probably one of the better kids that I ever coached. So he's a great example for what this program wants to become. You know, he does the right thing in the weight room, in the classroom, in the community. And there's not a better way to show example for the younger guys, and, you know, look at him. You know, he was one of our 2 team captains, and there's a reason why. So, and then all the seniors too, they're all terrific guys. You know, even Kyle Holman, you know, day one or after the scrimmage, you know, hey Kyle, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, putting Grant at quarterback. He says, absolutely not a problem. You know, I want to win games, and I think that'd be a good decision. You know, you don't get that a lot out of kids. So all the seniors, they did a lot for us this year, and I'm proud of where they helped us at and showed the example for the younger kids on where we need to get to, and, you know, it was a fun year.
Though the season may be over for the Prescott Cardinals football team, the work is just beginning. The Cardinals know they have a ton of talent coming back, not only from this year's team, but coming up through the pipeline, whether it be from middle school or the freshman level as well. But talent only goes so far, and Coach Hansen's going to make sure that the boys are in the weight room until the season begins. It's all about building for the future, and that future is now.
Yeah, I think you look at this season, you know, we're going to be a little bit different next year than we're this year. We're not going to have quite as big a body, but we're going to have a lot of athletes. So, you know, we need a really, really good offseason. We need to put our time in and push these kids. You know, you look at this year, I think we had 10 juniors get some significant varsity time. So you have a really good offseason with 10 kids like that. And then, you know, some of the others that didn't get quite as much playing time. And you come back with a senior class, you know, that has had some experience in our system, you know, had a great offseason. And now you're starting 10 kids that have started last year as well. So that's going to be a huge advantage to us. But we got to put the time in and work in. And, you know, the future looks bright, but we got to work.
Coach Hansen has only had one partial season as head coach. And don't forget, no offseason. But he really knows what his team can improve on to take that next step in 2021.
Well, I think ball security was a big one for us. You know, in the Ainer game, we turned the ball over 6 times. I thought in the Ellsworth game, I thought we were the more physical team up front in the first half. And, you know, easily could have been up 21-7. But we turned the ball over and then gave up a special teams touchdown. So, you know, we got to improve on ball security. That just comes with, you know, another year of working on some indie drills and doing all that stuff and knowing the offense. And then shoring up our special team games as well. As you know, that can make a huge difference in a game, win or lose. You win that special team battle or you spark, you know, a big return or something like that and you change the momentum. That's huge. So you look at St. Clair Central, you know, the things that they do on special teams, they kick it out of the end zone. They make you drive 75 yards every time. When they do punt it, they boom it down the field. And they're tough to beat because of that. We got to do some of those little things better on specials and we got to hang on to the ball. And I think if we'd have done those things this year, it would just been interesting to see where we'd have been at the end.
Special thanks to Prescott head football coach Jordan Hansen for joining us throughout his first season, whether it be at the coach's show or our pregame interviews week in and week out. We'll catch up with Coach Hansen once again as we get closer to next football season. But a little extra news to talk about, and it does include some Prescott football news. Special congratulations goes out to both seniors Austin Fox and Sean Thomason. They both got all-conference first-team honors. Austin Fox, first-team offense and defense. Sean Thomason got honorable mention on the defensive side for football. Also at Prescott High School, the volleyball awards came out for second-team honors. Both senior Isabella Lenz, who just signed her big national letter of intent to move on to play basketball at Michigan Tech, she was named all-conference, along with young freshman Reese Patak, the freshman also receiving second team honors. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.